They were sick and tired of the Soviet reality. Crowded houses, lousy wages, waiting in long lines for bad food and shoddy consumer goods, and absolutely no hope of bettering their personal lot in life. Khrushchev had also alienated the Soviet Communist Party with his dumb economic schemes and his tendency to set up his own cult of personality. What likely sealed Khrushchev's fate was his erratic conduct during the Cuban Missile Crisis of October 1962. Khrushchev first sent the nuclear missiles to Cuba, but President John F. Kennedy forced him to take them back. Khrushchev's willingness to blink likely saved the world from the Third World War. But the Soviet military saw Khrushchev's backing down as an act of weakness. Throw in a couple years' worth of disastrous harvests, and the time was right for Khrushchev to leave. In October 1964, Khrushchev was deposed in a bloodless revolt by his humble lackey, the illustrious Leonid Ilyich Brezhnev. But Khrushchev was not killed or even packed off to the gulag. To the extent that politics was no longer a blood sport, the Soviet Union actually had improved.